Today, America Online kicked off a major new marketing campaign designed to shore up its growing but decidedly shaky customer base. The company decided to leave the NASDAQ stock exchange, where it got its start, and begin trading on the larger and better established New York Stock Exchange. The different stock markets compete fiercely for member companies, and the defection of the high-profile AOL today was something of a defeat for NASDAQ, which has seen its share of troubles this year. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The mood was festive outside the New York Stock Exchange today. A band played an old Frank Sinatra song for the Wall Street crowd while clowns walked down the street on stilts. The occasion was America Online's listing on the New York Stock Exchange. AOL has had something of a rough year, marked by a major system failure, big fluctuations in its stock price, and a persistent problem with high subscription cancellations. But now the company is hoping to open a new chapter in its history, and switching to the New York Exchange is part of that, according to Chairman Steve Case.
Well, the main driver there is we're trying to position the company as a global leader in interactive services, which is what we are and we intend to remain. And moving to New York Stock Exchange, that signaled a commitment to be the leader over the long run. New York Stock Exchange has a terrific reputation globally, and we think we are on a path to achieve the same kind of global success.
But the defection of AOL was not good news for NASDAQ. The upstart stock exchange has grown enormously over the past few decades as a home for hot young companies like Microsoft and MCI. On some days, the number of shares traded on NASDAQ exceeds those of its more established rival, the New York Stock Exchange. But in recent months, several companies have left NASDAQ for the New York Exchange, including Compaq, Seagate Technologies, and Bay Networks. Analysts say there are several reasons for this. First, there's the prestige factor. The New York Exchange sets strict criteria for membership, and being able to meet them is a sign to investors that a company has arrived. Lauren Rich Fine is an analyst at Merrill Lynch.
I think that says a lot that you have hit those criteria in terms of profitability and consistency of your profitability, because there are stricter measures of how you list on the New York Stock Exchange. And so I think it sends the signal that you are a more stable company from that perspective, but I think it becomes a prestige issue as well.
NASDAQ has also been hurt by publicity stemming from a recent Justice Department investigation into its trading practices. This summer, NASDAQ reached an agreement with federal officials, allowing them to oversee their operations to an unprecedented degree. Patrick Healy is president of the Issuer Network, which advises companies on whether to switch exchanges. He says all this may have made officials of some companies more cautious about where their stock trades.
In the past, it was kind of one of those sleepy topics that sat up on the shelf and nobody looked at. Well, with the investigation and all the other stuff, people are saying, holy cow, I control this decision. I have an obligation to the investor. And if I don't meet that fiduciary obligation, you know, some wise guy attorney is going to come after me.
To be sure, NASDAQ still has plenty of big companies listed with it, including technology giants like Intel and Microsoft. But the loss of a trendy, high-profile company like America Online can only hurt the exchange and its traders, who profited from buying and selling its stock. For their part, officials of the National Association of Securities Dealers, which runs NASDAQ, shrugged off the defection today, saying they wish the company well in the future. This is Jim Zaroli in New York.